Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our study of the Anabuklach Tefillah, which is just Eisikavanlich, as they say in Spanish, just out of this world. Based on the Perush of Maran Rav Zatzal, Basidur, Zemofir Basidur Olat Raya, Be'amud Kuf Nun Zain. He starts with Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akona, just as a Hagdamu. But this is Tefillah from Chunyan Akona. We had a shir on that. We had a shir on Ana B'chorach Gedula Simincha Tati or Tzrura. And now we go weiter. Kabel Rinas Amcho Sagveinu Tahareinu Noiro. And this shir should be a special schus for our Mormon named Rossi Sheyichu Linishmas Maris Esther Basar Shmuel. L'schus Refuas Chayechana Bas Orna Edel. And Sister Fuhrer is Ruth Victoria Bastila Rovida. Ruth Victoria Bastila Rovida. And Sichus Rami Yosef Ben Chana Fuaso. And Sichus Moshe Rebeshlin Raiso Moshe Mordechai. And Sichus Rami Yosef Ben Esther. The Bracha Vassal Choma Seyidehem. And Sichus Navigato Bastor Pchaim Tzvi Vachotze Chalat Seha. And Sichus Blumadal Baschana Dina Vachotze Chalat Seha. And we will begin again based on the Sidur of the Rav and the Sefer Le'emunat Itenu. Kabel Rinat Amcha, receive the Rina, the song of your nation. Sagveinu, strengthen us. Tahareinu, purify us. Nora, you awesome one. Our segev is strengthened in a spiritual way. His gav is sublime. Bebayit HaRishon HaMe'aveh Pticha LeHavarat Melo Sheifatenu in the first sentence of this tefillah, which is an opening for our she'ifas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great chesed should be revealed. We don't want to just go back to where we were before the Chet of Adam Arishon. We want to release the entire Tzrura. We want to go back, B'kleis Nefesh Le'elokim. We want to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. Releasing all the bounds, all the gvulos, all the border, all the limits. Ve'acharei kechlot hakol levado yimloch nora, like we spoke about in the previous year. Klos hakol miloshim, not the world destroyed. Klos hanefesh, they were completely immersed in godliness. So now we have the second bayit, the second stanza of this beautiful tefillah. Kabel rinat amcha. After we talk about how we want everything to go back to the Ribono Shel Olam, we say, receive the Rina, receive the song of your nation. Ana B'koach, etc., Tati or Tzrura, is the constant tefillah of the Neshama of Knesset Yisrael. What Knesset Yisrael wants, as the Rav writes in Orot Yisrael, on page 139, Heyot Tov Lakol, ולא שום הגבלה בעולם כלל, בין בכמות הניתבים ובין באיכותו של הטוב. That it should be good for all, without any limits in the world at all. Neither in the כמות הניתבים, in the amount of, in the quantity of the good, and in the איכות הטוב, and in the quality of the good. There should be no hagbala, neither in quantity nor in quality. That's our pnim nishmati. That's the depths of our soul. That is our yearning. That is our pining. That is our consciousness. That is our tefillah. Kabel rinat amcha. Receive the praise, the song that we expressed in the Ana B'Koach, that you should release your goodness, unleash the unlimited chesed. Omer kan Arav, ha'pnim ha'nishmati shel Knesset Yisrael, harei hu miyuchad b'gdulat kedushato. The internal soul of the mystical Jewish people is special in its great holiness. With great pining, we desire, with a yearning, we desire the light shining on the whole world. We are Zochrei Kedushatecha. We are those who remember, as we say later on in the Tefillah, who remember God's holiness. We are Amcha. Kabel Rinat Amcha. We are God's nation. Because our entire yearning, our striving is that God's name should appear in the world. It should be revealed. Lekasher kol abriyal magamata magalote magamote eliona. To connect the entire creation to the goal of all goals, to the highest ideals. Mamshich harav, הפנים הנשמתי של כנסת ישראל הרי הוא מיוחד בגדולת קדושתו, ועם החיצוניות מסתירה עד שפאר הקודש איננו נראה, הנה הרינה הקדושה, הבעת הקדושה, בשפה ברורה, בנעימה ובנגינה, מוסיקלית, חודרת היא ומחפשת את היופי הטהור הפנימי. And if the Chitzoni hides it to the point that the glory of the holiness isn't visible externally in our external life, Hine harina kedosha. You're right, we might not see the holiness always in the Jewish people, but the holy song, what is the holy song? Habaat kedusha, the expression of holiness. B'safa b'rucha, with clear expression. B'nima, with pleasantness. V'negina, with song. Muzikalit, musical. Choderati, penetrates. U'machsefet et ha'yofi ha'tora p'nimi. And exposes the pure internal beauty. U'mitgale t'chunata k'dosha shel nishmat ha'uma. And the holy kanta quality of the soul of the people. Hashruya b'tochiyuto shel kol yachid v'yachid miyichidei baneha, that dwells in the inside every individual of the Jewish people, b'klil gvanei oroteha masirim, with all of its beautiful lights, with the koach of the habas hakedusha, the power of the holy expression can elevate the chitzonius, and then the chitzonius will fit the Pnimius. Yes, the Chitzonius is Mastir. Yes, the Chitzonius hides the internal holiness. But the song can expose, can reveal what's going on inside our souls. The souls of the nation that dwells within each and every one of the nation. The Rav explains elsewhere in Olat Riya, on page 60, and the words Yu and Chelek Bet, and the words Yu L'Ratzon, Omer Arav, B'Shah She'Anachom Etponanim La'Kir Yafet Chalishuto Shel Adam, Et HaKehut Shel Sichlo, Et HaAfsut Shel Yicholto, Et HaRedifot HaNoraot She'Or HaRuchani B'Shebetocho, HaMetamed Tzalot B'Malot HaKodesh, HuNirdaf Mitoch Se'arat HaGufaniyut HaAzah She'Bekirbo. אז היינו מכוונים את תוכן ההצלה מתוך שני הכישרונות אשר השאיר השם לנו לפליטה. ההצלה הפנימית וההצלה החיצונית. When we look well at the weakness of man, at how thick his brain is sometimes, how incapable he is at times. And all of the redifos, when that the spiritual light is within, how much the spiritual light suffers and wants to go high and holy. But we have all this gufaniyut, we have all this materialism, all this physicality that overpowers us. So we want to save ourselves with two kishronos that God saved for us. Number one, internally being saved, and two, externally being saved. The internal being saved is nikudata leva tahori gayon alev shesof kosof miyutud pinimiyut libo shel adam yimtzat nikudata or elohi b'taharato kasher yashlich me'alav et kol tzlalei hadimayon v'et kol etnodedut haruach v'yabit al atzmo pnima az yaleh tamid higayon alev kodesh l'ashem mu'ar b'or ha'chaim m'makor chayei ha'emet elyonim. The internal hatzelah pnimis, the nekudas lev, the pure heart, the thoughts of the heart, that in the end, the pnimius of a person, you'll find the light of Hashem in its purity. When he throws away all of the dimyanis and all of the different moods he gets into, azamud, and he looks into his pnimius, and then the higayon alev is going to be kodesh l'Hashem. It's going to be shining with the light of life from the source of the true divine light and life. Amnam yachol haya koach shel nekuda hazot shemalei olam lo yechilu et echuta liyot mitbatel betof shetef hachayim agasim hamitkaber alav bekamuto ve'al ze sam lanu Hashem chok uvrit bekdushat safa v'ma'amar hapeh debro hatov v'hakadosh asher sam befinu mechazek bekirbenu et koach hanekuda levavit shenechlesha mepnei hatgborot hanishmat hagashmiyit והנקודה העליונה הזאת, שהיא עצמיותנו האמיתית, שהיא כבת מלך שבויה, הולכת היא ונגלת על ידי כוח המאמר של דברי תורה ותפילה, של כוח ההבאה אשר לעוצר הקודש הגנוז החי בתוך היותנו פנימה. והרינו מתגברים בגבורת השם, ונגאלים ברוב חסדיו. So this נקודה, that the entire world cannot contain its quality, could be misbatel, could be nullified in the very crude life that we often live, that overpowers us in its quantity. And therefore Hashem gave us a law with the holiness of the language, speech. Speak well, that's that tzala chitzaynis. Speak divrei Torah, speak divrei tefillah. And that can elevate our pnimius. That's the sod kedushas hadibur shebi Yisrael. Vayidei dibur b'torah b'tfilah mitkaberet ha'pnimiyut. That's how your mamah magmagbir the pnimius. Like eitz katan madleges ha'gadol. So too, the tzaka of the peh is ma'ir the neshama. Divrei Torah v'divrei tefillah. Kotev Maran Arav be'orot ha'kodesh. בעמוד קורש פי זין, ממש כמו שעץ קטן מדליק את הגדול בהצטת אליטה, הדליקו את אש המערכה, little fire lights the whole מערוך in the base of Mikdosh. כך הצעקה הקטנה ודלה מביאה לידי התעוררות נפשית ושכלית גבוהה גדולה, כי אור האמת של הצבעון האלוקי ויקידת אש התשוקה בוער באמת במעמקי הנשמה, אלא שהיא צריכה איזה גורם כלדו להוציא את אור של הוויתה אל הגילוי, ולפעמים על ידי סיבה דלת ערך יוצא על הפועל תוכן מפואר מאוד, the light of the truth of this thirst for God and the fire of the desire that burns truthfully in the steps of the soul. But sometimes you need a little bit of a goyrim chitzoini to be mal that ish. And sometimes you have a little bit of a gutterim, and that's what brings everything out. That's the koyach hadibur. Omer Rav, bekvatzim mikitvei yado, beamud kuf nun zayin, yafshar klal belo tefila v'tzaka leotzir et ol neshama lapol hagamur. It's impossible without davening, without crying out, to actualize the light of the soul. And indeed, in the Tefillah of Anabakoach, there is a special emphasis of the expression of the pnimius in an emotional way. Kama shekotev kan harav, v'nima v'nigina muzikalit, v'kedvrei ha'ari, v'tzarich lomar v'nigun v'nima. You have to sing it. The Rav is basing himself in the Ari. The Rav says everything he writes is in the Ari. That's what he says in one place. As biur ha'dvarim kan, Kabel Rina Tamcha, be Makabel the Rina, the song, the Anna Bechoyach that was sang Bekol Rina. The Rav writes an Igeres Hadrocha to a yeshiva bacher, an Igrot HaRaya, in the second volume, in Igeret Tafkuf Tzadi Dalid on page Reish Chavav. So there he has 10 hadrachas that have chizuk and avidas Hashem. Sefer Shalem Shel Musar V'Chochma Metumtzat B'Kitzur Nimratz B'Igeret Zu. They can write a whole book on this letter. How much hadracha there is in this letter. בתוך הדברים כותב הרב ולעורר רגש הקדושה ואפילו את הדמיון הקדוש הממוזג במזג השכל הטהור בכל עת רצון על ידי שירי זמרה וחזרת מאמרי קודש בחדוות לבב והרחבת דעת. To arouse the feeling of holiness and even the holy imagination that is mixed in with pure logic and intellect at any time of will through song and repeating holy words with the joy of the heart and the expansion of the mind. Within the Seder HaAvodah of being toiling in Torah, being Mekayim Mitzvahs, having Kavan and Tefillah, being Metakein Midos and doing good, there is room and there is a need also for hiseirus of regesh hakdusha. Lo b'nigunim be'alma medubar kan, lo b'dimyonot choliim v'ragshanut reduda, ela b'habaat safa brura et ha'mitot elyonot. We're not dealing with stam enti nigunim. We're not dealing with imagination. Hazayot, dimyonot. We're not dealing with superficial emotionality, if that's a word it isn't. But rather with the expression, with a safa brura, with clear language. Amitot elyonot, divine truths. The deeper gaguim, the yearning of the soul of Knesset Yisrael. And these deep ideas, these strivings, are sung by a person bechedvat levav veharchavat hadat, like the Rav writes in the letter, with the joy of the heart and the expansion of the mind. Yes, there's a need for regesh hakedusha, but it has to go to the right place. It's not just all feeling, it's not all emotional. It has to go together with tefillah and with Torah and with midos and everything else. But it's very important to elevate ourselves. When the chitzonius hides the pe'er ha-kodesh and nishmati ha-pnimi, the glory of the holiness and the eternal soul, either because we're so immersed in our gashmius, v'hein mechamat choser ha-mesugalut ha-ruchanit, or because we lack the spiritual capacity to plumb the depths of the sublime idea that grabs the Pnim HaNishmasi Shel Knesset Yisrael, the internal soul of the Jewish people. So comes the Haba'ah HaKdosha B'Safa Brura, Haba'at HaKdosha B'Safa Brura, the holy expression with clear lips and song, U'machsefet, and exposes Et HaYofi HaTohor HaPnimi, the beautiful internal Yofi that is forever. This expression, as Rabbi Nechunya formulated it, allow for a new meeting with the pnimius that is hiding. They allow the chitzonius to connect to the panemius. So that's the Kabel Rinas Amcha, this Rina, this Anabakoach, which is said with song. We're asking Hashem to accept it. But now it's interesting. First we said, Kabel Rinat Amcha. And then we go on and we say, Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Where's that going? Omnam Omer Harav, Yesha Havta'a Chitzonit, Hayotzeit Bekoach, Goremet, Shachrei Hetamtzut, Asher Herata, Befizra Tchela, Leofia Men Apnim Alachutz Adkanei Ora, Tachush Chalishut Shuv Bepnim Yuta. This expression of Rina is a Havta'a Chitzonit. It's an external expression, as opposed to the spiritual toil of Pnimius, of Hisboninus, Matzav of Shira and Simcha, expresses the Pnimius with external Kalim. And even though this expression is true, and it's said, B'kavanat Torah v'shleima, b'drakshu b'tvelavdut Pnimit, since the Pnimius is being expressed, so what happens is the soul is now mefazer chela. Now, as the soul is externalizing, is not focused inward anymore. Now it's focused outward, and it's spreading out its power. And therefore, it can lose some of its panemius, because instead of everything being centered inside of me, now it's going out. So, what's going to be with my inside? What's going to be with my panemius? Now my pnimius might feel empty. And then it might feel chalishut shuv bepnimiuta. As Mamshich HaRav Zeo chisaron echad sharina tuchal legrom im kol ma shehi mekadeshet umala b'shatat shalhevet hakodesh apnimit. That's one chisaron that the Rina can cause with all that it sanctifies and elevates the internal fire within us. Vod kasher alidei tzalat harina rinana milebar hakochot hachitzionim metorerim v'yuchlu gam kochot habilti zakim וטהורים, להיות נלווים ומתעוררים עמהם. על זה אנו צריכים למידתה של העירה העליונה, המגבלת את הכוחות, ומתהרת את הרוח מכל סיגים. So yes, this can cause somewhat of an afila. Because again, the inside is coming out. And another chisaron is, that על ידי צהלת הרינה, Rinana Milabar. What's mean Rinana Milabar? Zohar talks about that. It's Rinana, it's song, it's Simcha v'tzahala, which is Chitzonius. Shehu Matzav Chitzoni LaNefesh. It's an external matzav in the soul in relationship to the Madregos of Hasaga and Dveikus, of internal Kochos. So what happens? The kochos hachiyunim mitorim. When you're in a matzav of tzolas harina, this external simcha, this rinana milabar, so the kochos hachiyunim, the vital kochos, are aroused. And the kochos bilti zakim, impure kochos, v'tahorim, can be nilvim misorim imayim, can also be awakened. That's a danger. So the internal part of a person can be emptied out, and then you're feeling empty in the pnimius, that can cause an afila. And B, with the good kochos are also negative kochos. Remember, man is a gemishichts. Man is a mixture of good and bad. So with the good can also come the bad. That's dangerous. כמו שהרב מסביר בעולת ראייה בחלק א' בעמוד תף מם ג' דיבור מתחיל סוד. Where he explains why we do nefilas apayim after Shemoneh Esrei. אחר שנתרחבה דעתו של אדם בשגת אור רוחניות עליונה ולבוא מלא עוז ותעצומות. תואר חדווה ותפארת גודלה, גדולה, הנה הטוב שבנפשו מתאדר ומתגדל. אבל גם הרע, השעור שבישה, הנטיות השפלות, גם הן המתעוררות להתחזק עם חוזק הכוח ומצחים. Oh, you feel such power? With the good power also comes the ra. Now all these tremendous kochos are being aroused in a person, so with the good is also going to come the bad. So therefore, after this time, what do you have to do? You have to go back down. You lower yourself. You put your head down. Hachna. And this way, you're sort of lowering the bad kochos that were aroused with tefillah. And only the good should remain. So you're right. Now it's the time of Roim Miskodesh. There's no danger. But what's going to be later? So therefore now you just got to get rid of the bad kochos. So therefore, it says the Rav over here, Al zanu sichim lemidata shel hayira elyona. What's the yira elyona? We need the midah of yiras haroimimus hamagbelet et hakochot, that limits the kochos, umetaheret et haruach mikol hasigim, and purifies the spirit from all dross. We need this yira elyona, zihirus, zrizus, nikius. You have to be very, very careful to stay on the straight and narrow. Yeah, we're excited, we're elated, but you need the Yir Elyona to keep us honest. The Rama writes in Orach Chaim, You have to know before whom you stand. Kshiyasim adam el libo, shamelech gadol, akadosh baruch hu, asher malei kol haaretz kvodo, omed alav v'roeh b'maasav, miyad yagi elav hayira v'achna'a. Kach harema b'Orach Chaim b'siman alef. The whole nature of a person, says the Rav, in Olat Ra'aya chelek alef, amud tzadi gimel, hamishtapelet לשכון בתוך הנפש הקשורה בחומר ובתוך רוח המוגבל באיזה תכונת גבולים היא צריכה להיות נצרפת באש היראה העליונה העומדת למעלה מכל ציור של אהבה ורגש ורק ממרום השכל והכרה העליונה בעוז טהרת גבורתה. That goes and dwells within the soul that's connected to the physical, and within the limited spirit it has to be, because the soul, the spirit is limited. We're in this world of Chomer. It has to be purified with the fire of Yir Elyona that's above Avan Regesh. And it's only in the highest place of Seichel and Akara. Bo'oz Taras Kvuras. It's not just an emotion, Yiras Haromimus. It's an understanding of how great God is. That's the Da'a Lifnei Miyat HaOmed. Remember, we're a spirit, we're a soul. But the soul is in a body, and the body has a lot of yitzar, a lot of hormones, a lot of desires. You got to be careful. And that's where the Yir Elyona comes in. So that's what we're doing here. We have this problem of the ranana milabar, this external ranana, the arousal of the external kochis that might be spiritually dangerous to us, the emptying out of the pimius, which is spiritually dangerous, and therefore you need the meat of Yir Elyona. That's magbil the kochos. That limits one's kochas and purifies the spirit of all draws. And the nature of its gvura, the year of this Yir Elyona, the power of the Yir Elyona, adds internal strength and courage. Losif siguv, to add strength, to add sublimity, being sublime. Vigvurat hod, and the splendor of glory. These are, a lot of these are Kabbalistic terms which the Rav puts in for those who understand the Kabbalah. But to those a little keplach like my own who don't, so we just translate. V'gvurat hod b'mamake kol neshama. And the splendor of strength in the depths of all souls. There's a matzav of simcha that causes pizur hakochos. And instead of that, comes the Yirel Yona. And in other words, we have to have this meshing, this melding of the simcha, of the renono, of the kabel rinas amcha. And then we have sagveinu ta'areinu nora. Tzich ta segev, tzich ta gvura. We need the spiritual strength, the spiritual power. Ta'areinu. We're asking God to purify us, you awesome one. Awesome, nora. Neshon yira. We need both. ועל זה אנו מתפללים עלינו ועל כל ישראל בצירוף ההשפעה הכלית של כנסת ישראל על כל ההוויה, על כל היקום ועל עולמים כולם. קבל רינת עמך וגלה בטובך את פנימיות קדושת נשמתם מתוך אותה הופעה של רינת הקודש. ומה שנוגע לכוח הנשא בידי הבאה מתגברת, מה שנוגע ליחס של יתר הכוחות המתעוררים בצדדים החיצוניים מצד התעוררות הפנימית, שרק קדושת העירה הפנימית היא התרופה המיוחדת לזה, אנו אומרים בשביל כך, סגבינו תארינו נורא. And that's what we daven for us and for all the Jewish people. Together with the general hashpah of Knesset Yisrael and the entire creation, the entire universe and all the cosmos, and all the worlds and all the yikum and all the olamim. Kabel rinat amcha! Please receive the song of your nation and reveal in your goodness the internal holiness of their souls. And from that revelation of Rinat HaKodesh, you will reveal to us what's going on in our pneumius. That's going to show us, wow, look at how holy we are. We have this guy going for Hashem. Ah, but remember, we had this problem. What was the problem? The problem was HaKoach HaNeshava Yidei Abba Mitgaberet Ovdan HaKochot. We're going to lose our kochos because we have this externalist rakshus. And not only that, we have the yachas shel yeter HaKochot HaMetorin B'tzadim HaChitzoniim Mitzad HaTorut HaPnimit. It's going to bring out also the bad side, the animal side in us. So for that, we have Kedushat HaYira HaPnimit. We have the holiness of internal Yira. And that's the special trufa. And therefore, for that we say, Sagveinu ta'areinu nora. Sagveinu, give us this internal chizuk, power, courage, strength, to elevate ourselves above the chitzonius. That's biyachas l'esrakshus ha'chitzonius. That we might become, our pnimius is going to be emptied out. So we want to be strengthened. That our pnimius should be strengthened. That's the sagveinu. And then the tareinu, because all the impure kochos are going to come out. So we say, tareinu, we want you to purify us also. Nora, mikoach the yiras haromimus. So it all works together beautifully. Kabel rinat amcha, we're your nation, we sing to you, v'gaguim, that's Knesset Yisrael, we love you, we're so besimcha, it's so geshmak, it's so gevaldik. We're singing, we're dancing. But wait a second, what about our pnimius? So sagveinu, strengthen our pnimius that it shouldn't be emptied out. Ta'areinu, purify us from all the negative kochos. Nora, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whom we have yiras haromimus. So awesome or not awesome? Super awesome. Okay. So we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned. And we will see more and more neflos gedolos miteres Hashem. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.